Now, Santa Claus is actually a blend of three specific figures in history. One of them is Saint Nicholas from the 4th century Greek Christian bishop, famous for his generous gifts to the poor. The second is Father Christmas from the 16th century in England, typified the spiritual good cheer. So it's not an actual person, but this is just an image, a spirit, spirit that basically showcases his good cheer. That's where they get the jolly old Saint Nick thing. And the third one is the most wicked one of all, which is Odin. Prior to Christianization, the Germanic peoples, including the English, celebrated a midwinter event called Yule. Old English, with the Christianization of Germanic Europe, numerous traditions were absorbed from Yuletide celebrations into modern Christmas. During this period, supernatural and ghostly occurrences were said to increase in frequency, such as the Wild Hunt. By the way, this is where Halloween comes from as well. Okay, relax. All right, just calm down. I know. This is El Monte. This is what we have the cages here for. No one's going to get hurt. There's enough men in here who know. We got a purple belt right there, blue belt right there, and so on and so forth. Everyone in here can fight. During this period, supernatural and ghostly occurrences were said to increase in frequency, such as the Wild Hunt. Oh, that's what I was talking about. This is where Halloween comes from.
Right.
As well as Satan Claus. Yep. A ghostly procession through the sky. So you know that image where you have Santa going through the sky? This is where this comes from. From this ghostly Wild Hunt procession through the sky, the leader of the Wild Hunt is frequently attested as the god Odin. So this is a false god.
Right.
Satan Claus is a you're ad hominems. They said right here is a god.
Yep.
Little g. He's satanic.
Amen.
Bearing the names, and then they have some names here. Yule figure, long beard. Not to be confused with my beard, amen. So this is a false god. That's where they get this entire image from. And everyone's like, oh, jolly old Saint Nick. No, he's wicked.
Yeah.
And they want to have the scene where he's bowing down to baby Jesus. Yeah, he will bow down to baby Jesus. But no one should have that manger scene in their house at all. Why? Because he's a wicked, evil, satanic figure.
Yeah.